Wow, what an incredible crowd we have. What an incredible turnout. We are so happy to be here in St. Clair County. And Caroline and Catherine wanted to come today to meet you all as well. So they're here. This is, can you wave, baby? This is Caroline, and Caroline is 7, and this is Catherine. Catherine, how old are you?
5.
She's 5. Thank you, ladies. They're going to enjoy the country store while we all talk, and then they'll be around to meet you. Thank you, babe. So Caroline is in 2nd grade, and Catherine's in pre-K, and they've been traveling with us, and they have so enjoyed meeting new friends all across this country. I just want to thank Cherie and Patty and Dan. Thank you guys so much for your leadership. Thank you for turning out the state of Illinois. As you all know very, very well, this is an incredibly important state. You have a big voice in this election. You have many, many, many delegate votes. This is a state that now has a Republican governor. And I know probably a lot of the work to get that done was done in this room, so we're really, really proud of that. And you do have a Republican U.S. Senator, so there's a lot of work that you've done here and a lot of work that can be done. And I expect Ted Cruz to help you get that work done and to make some great inroads into this state. We are really focusing a lot of our efforts on the central and the south part of Illinois. We have an incredible leadership team here. Thank you all for the work that you've been doing. We brought some of our very best people from our headquarters to Illinois. And on Tuesday, this is a key state for us. I know that your voting is a little bit different than in Texas and that you vote for delegates. And so even though your friends and neighbors and you may check the Ted Cruz box, please also know who your delegates are in your area, because we are in this to win. And as we continue to rack up the delegate votes, we can unite this party. We can unite this party behind a strong constitutional conservative, someone who can someone who I've known for 16 years, someone who I've been married to for 14 and a half. And Ted Cruz can unite this party by appealing to our better selves, reminding us of common sense American values, of a strong economy where there are plentiful jobs because of businesses creating those jobs. Remind us of our constitutional liberties of religious freedom and freedom of speech, the right to keep and bear arms, of the right to have power with you here in the local cities and communities and states, not with the federal government. And remind us that we are the beacon of freedom in this world, and we need to use the bully pulpit of peace. Ted is a very disciplined communicator. He is truly convicted of his beliefs. He knows how to articulate them and how to fight and win for our values to make this country a better place. We don't need to appeal to our fears, to our worst selves, to being against people. This country was founded by legal immigrants, by people who came here from all over the world to live in freedom, religious freedom, freedom of speech. We need to have a strong economy where American jobs compete first and build those industries. We can win this by speaking for America, not against, by pitting people against each other. And so let me tell you three things today. I am really excited for Tuesday, and when you go vote, I want you to truly have fallen in love with the candidate that you choose. And so the first thing I'm going to tell you is a little bit about why I fell in love with Ted Cruz. I don't want you to just go vote because it's your duty. Then you might vote for any of the four. I want you to go vote because you truly know this man, you know his heart, and you know what an outstanding person he is for our values. And then I want you to call your friends and neighbors and colleagues, parents of the kids at school, people in your church, and tell them why this is so urgent. If you have fallen in love with Ted Cruz by the time you leave this place, I know that you will do that. The second thing is what Ted is running on, and the third, how we win. How we win primaries and how we win generals. And then I'll be relatively brief, and then I want to just spend time with you The best thing about traveling this country is the chance to meet individuals. And I'm reminded daily of how democracy works. It's by forming a relationship with individual people. It's not organizations or panels or leadership groups. And it's not even the press. It is by forming relationships with our friends and neighbors across this country. And so I want to allow as much time for that as possible. So in brief, Ted and I met in the year 2000. It was my first time to Texas. I drove from my business school in Boston straight down to Texas to work for George W. Bush, who campaigned as a social, fiscal, and national security conservative. Ted and I met on that campaign, and there were three qualities that just struck me about him immediately. And I'm not a big risk taker. I grew up in a conservative Christian household in a small town of 40,000 people in California. My parents were medical missionaries in Africa. My brother and I spent our childhood weeding corn and picking berries and baking bread. So I was pretty small town and not a big risk taker. But when I met Ted, I was smitten and compelled on minute one, week one. And so I want to tell you why. The first thing was, even when we were in our late 20s, this was a person who was incredibly convicted of their beliefs. Ted's father came here as a freedom fighter from Cuba who came here with nothing. He washed dishes for 50 cents an hour, didn't speak a word of English, was a math major to pass his classes, learned English at night, worked at a restaurant so he could eat during the day. This is a story of the American dream. Ted's mother was the first in her family to go to college. She not just graduated, but in 1956 with a degree in math. And since we're in a group of Republican women, there's a ton of gentlemen here. I'm so happy to see that. She worked for Shell Oil Company. She was one of the first women, and she knew that she should purposefully not learn how to type, so that she could be truthful and honest and walk those halls and say, I'd love to help you, but you'll have to use me as a computer programmer instead. Ted's parents started a small business. It boomed in the 80s. They were incredibly generous with their church, with their community. The company went bankrupt when Ted was in college. He had to work two jobs to put himself through school. This is a real American story. The chance for the American dream. You take risk, you bear the consequences of risk, you start again, you succeed. His dad is now a pastor north of Dallas. His mother had a very successful career in the oil business and computer industry business. They were self-starters. They earned it. They did not wait around and ask for help from government. They earned it. This is a story of immigrants and why they come to this country, because we have the chance to succeed. We have the chance to take risk. We have the chance to learn and fulfill our potential. There is no one more patriotic than Ted's father for the chance to have had the American dream and to flee tyranny. Ted was raised on the Constitution and the Bible. His dad wanted him to memorize every word of that document because it is what gave him a free life, the Constitution and the Bible. Ted did that when he was a kid, so by the time I met him, these were not just things he was, you know, working on for an interesting career adventure. He truly believed it in his blood. He went on to have a career for 20 years in litigating in the courts of law, defending the amendments in the Constitution. The second thing I love about Ted is what incredible courage he has. Isn't this a rare quality in politics today, to have courage for you, for the voters? Ted was elected in Texas by a wide margin in an impossible race to win. There are 27 million people in Texas, and Ted just won that state last Tuesday by 17 points. This is because people that know Ted Cruz the best know that he's really going to do what he says he's going to do, that he's working for you, not for himself, not for the leadership in Washington. He's working for the voters, even at political cost. He will do what you ask him to do, regardless of the political cost, regardless if it costs him popularity in the halls of Washington. He's not there for that. He is there to do exactly what you elect him to do. And the last quality that I fell in love with is to have someone who's so brilliant, who's so articulate, who has such passion and courage. This is the most thoughtful person that I know. This is a person who calls me in the middle of the day on the campaign when things might be stressful just to sing to me. I think he must be calling for me to do something. He sings the I Just Called to Say I Love You song. People have asked me if he's a good singer. I said he chose the right profession, but I really love those phone calls. This is a husband who, before the South Carolina debate at 7:04 p.m., an hour before that debate, came running into the hotel room, and I thought he must need us to get ready and throw on our clothes, and it's showtime, and he was just there to bring a big bouquet of red roses and chocolates for me and the girls. The next day was Valentine's. There aren't a lot of presidential candidates who an hour before the debate have such command of the issues, who are not hauling around big briefing books, that they're thinking about Valentine's Day. If you notice Ted in between the breaks, I'll go sometimes talk to him. He says, I don't want to talk to anybody. He wants to play with the girls. That's where his heart is. That's where he gets his centeredness from. That's where his poise and peace comes from. This is a person who has such a deep faith, such a love for his family, and such a command already of what he knows and what he knows that you have elected him to do, that he doesn't need to brief up on issues as much as he needs to just hug his girls. So that's the reason that I fell in love with Ted. What will Ted do for this country when elected president? He will focus like a laser on keeping our country safe, first and foremost. And he will do it by rebuilding the military into the strongest that we've seen through training, equipment, and honor of our men and women in service, so that we can speak out for peace, and the threat of our force is so great that we don't have to go to war very often, that we put the U.S. national security interests singularly first, and only our interests, not the interest of every other country. The second thing that he will do is focus on jobs. We need jobs. We need 3, 4, and 5 job offers for kids coming out of college from the private sector through a flat tax, dramatically shrinking the size and scope. Do you know there are 90,000 agents at the IRS? Ted has said, let's get a flat tax. You can fill out your taxes on a postcard, and we'll send those 90,000 government workers down to our southern border to protect our border. We can abolish the IRS. And we're going to dramatically reduce the size of the regulatory state so that small businesses can grow, they can sell their products, so that banks can lend money again. The second thing that Ted will do is he will protect our constitutional liberties. There is no one on that stage that has a record in the courts and an understanding of the Constitution. So many times, over and over, he has done that, and he knows how to get it done. And he will appoint strict constitutionalists to the U.S. Supreme Court. We must do these things of restoring our leadership position in the world and focusing on our safety, of letting the private sector flourish, and of defending our Constitution so that we can all live as a fabric of states. We were founded by people from all over the world who it's natural that people live differently in the states, but we have to rest on the Constitution. Ted understands the limits of presidential power. He understands where to exert presidential power for you. And he uniquely understands that the president can get the Congress to act in a way that they're working for you again. The only thing that Ted will veto if it's not a mandate from the people. It's not his agenda, it's your agenda. And lastly, how do we win? Well, we're coming upon a very, very important week. We are in an important week, and we win through each and every one of you hitting the phones, walking blocks, sacrificially taking time out of your weeks. I know you already have, and we run someone who we can distinguish from the Democrats. Ted is going to be the exact same person in the general that he is in the primary. We're going to win this primary through our ground game. We have the strongest ground game of any campaign on the field, thanks to you. And then in the general, we beat the Democrats by running exactly like we did in the primary. Ted's not going to change a word that he says. He's going to speak out that the values of the left have gotten this country into a lot of trouble, and we have an incredible opportunity to draw a line in the sand, to run someone who's very, very different than Hillary Clinton. We're not going to move to the middle and try to appeal to all the different more moderate parts of the party. This party will come together because we are a party of principle. Of private sector, limited government, and strong national defense. I know that Ted can beat Hillary Clinton. I can hardly wait to see him on the debate stage with her. And the polls already show that Ted can beat Hillary Clinton by double digits. So let's go make that possible. Let's make Ted Cruz our nominee.